Have you ever gone bananas? Professor Happy Hat has, including the time when he lost his trousers and had to borrow somebody's spare pair. Yay, but this story is not going to be about trousers. It is going to be about bananas.
Oh, woe, woe, and thrice woe. What's the matter?
Oh, ignore him, Mr. B. He's most probably just the gnomes again.
Gnomes? Yeah, remember, the gnomes, the edible knees, the excessive vomiting that followed. Oh, yes, I remember all that, and no, it's nothing like that. Now, this time, it's a bit more serious. You see that fruit bowl over there?
Oh, yes! Do you want me to put the fruit bowl on top of my head and do a big comical song and dance like a big old Jesse? Ha ha!
Woo-hoo-hoo!
When the fruity fruit, fruitiest
of fruits,
I have a fruit bowl on my head,
and I'm gonna kick some.
No?
Oh, I do wish he wouldn't do that. Yes, I know. How do you think I feel? I've sometimes lived with him on and off for the past 6 years.
So, if this fruit bowl isn't going to be a part of your act, then what is it about?
I want to know who took the last banana.
The last banana?
Yes, there was one lone banana left, you know, just snoozing in the fruit bowl before I went to bed last night. And now, well, yes, we have no bananas.
Don't worry, Professor H. We'll take on your case. You know, I've always wanted to be a private dick.
Oh, really? I've always wanted to be a detective. And so, Dr. Strangelove and Leeby turn private detectives, and off they go their separate ways to conduct various door-to-door inquiries.
Auntie!
Yeah. What is it, young man?
It is me, Auntie, your most favourited monkey-handed nephew, Dr. Archibald Rufus.
If it's that Archibald Rufus Strangelove again, tell him to go marry a pig.
Like your husband, did you mean?
Why, you cheeky young colicanth.
Colicanth? Who's this?
This is my best and only friend, Dillis.
Phyllis and Dillis?
What can I do for you, young man?
Bananas.
Ooh, no. I don't even like bananas. They bring me out in a rush.
Well, that clears your name, Miss Dillis, but not yours, Auntie. Did you take the last banana?
I like bananas because they've got no bones.
It was you!
Yes. So what are you going to do about it?
I'm going to take you in for questioning.
Meanwhile, Leeby is searching for somebody. Hello? Hello? Where are you? I know you're hiding somewhere. Where are you? Oh, no, you caught me out again. To think you'd be hiding in the only bush for miles around.
I'm the E-man and I go E! Just like George Formby.
Yes, I know.
So, what can I E you for?
Well, Mr. E-man, I was wondering whether you like fruit.
I like fruit, but not in the usual way.
Okay, moving swiftly on.
I did not take the last banana.
Aha, gotcha.
What?
I didn't mention bananas.
But Professor Happy Hat has always been a friend to me. He likes me going, eee!
I never said anything about Professor Happy Hat either, so obviously you must be our chief suspect.
Eee! Oh, poo!
Later, back at the weirdery, Dr. Strangelove and his two captives, the great Auntie Phyllis and her dopey friend Dillis, have now reached...
reached. Oh, the weirdery.
Right.
Well, now we're at the weirdery. Auntie Phyllis and friend Dillis, I'd like you to stand right where you are and don't move.
Oh, what is going to happen?
Oh, it's okay. The weirdery, that is where I live, is only 18 inches tall. So then, what we all have to do every time we enter the weirdery is to shrink ourselves down.
What with?
Well, a shrink ray gun, of course. What do you think?
Just try it, Dragon Breath.
Okay. What the? It didn't work. Why is that not happening?
Again.
What?
Where's your precious weirdery now?
You moved.
Yeah, we moved. And now the weirdery has shrunk it down to an even smaller size. If you thought it was difficult enough finding it before, now it should be nigh on impossible. You cannot find it now.
Grr, I'll get you for this. Come here!
Meanwhile, at Libby's house, Libby switches on the TV.
Oh no, it's on TV!
It's all over news! That's how I knew!
Then why didn't you say before, you stupid... Come on, I've had enough of this. Kindly off. I need tea!
Later, back at Professor Happy Hat's luxury abode, Dr. Strangeglove, Phyllis and Dillis catch Professor Happy Hat stuffing loads and loads of bananas down his trousers.
So, Professor Happy Hat, you are to blame for stealing your own bananas.
No.
Yes, I caught you stuffing loads and loads of bananas down your trousers.
Disgusting.
Yes, the victim is also the criminal. Isn't that a turnip for the books?
No, it's a banana.
I didn't say that I had lost all these bananas, only the last banana.
Oh, you nit.
Wait!
Oh, what is it now, Mr. B?
I have got brand new evidence that suggests that the banana thief was not Professor Happy Hat, but somebody else.
Who?
It's Righty.
What? Oh, no!
Excuse me. I'm putting my hand up now. Who the heck is this one they call Righty?
It's my homicidal right-hand Strange Gorilla Glove. You see, he escaped, and now he's after revenge. It's just jealousy because I preferred the left glove to him.
Yes, look, you see, I found a trail of gorilla hairs leading to the fruit bowl. The gorilla hairs from the Gorilla Glove.
Oh, yeah.
Funnily enough, we didn't notice them before, but yeah, it should have been obvious. Gorillas like bananas and so do their gloves anyway. Case closed, the right-hand glove did it. We can all go home.
Quite right too. Do you know how much of my time and money you've wasted whilst on this stupid case? I'm a mad aunt and proud.
Phyllis?
Frederick?
Frederick?
It's been a while.
It has been a while, Frederick. You know, you was my true love many, many, many days ago. Anyone would think you have been hiding from me. Where have you been hiding?
Down the back of the sofa.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's a good place to hide, down the back of the sofa.
Oh, dear, Mr. B. I think that Professor H is going to have more than just missing bananas to worry about now.